that may you hold up Mem Dalam Amar Aleph. You're in the middle of explaining here the Shal about Einoi. So Mishnah said what? That Shtei Einov Lamala, if he has two eyes on top, so that's also called a mum. At least he's not Einoi Shavu Bezara Shalaron. So Mishnah says, what does it mean to say? Shtei Einov Lamala, he has two eyes on top, and Shtei Einov Lamata, two eyes on bottom. Elam, if you want to tell me, means Shtei Einov Lamala, means the Chozi Lamala. Maybe his two eyes are in the right place, just he's always looking upwards. Maybe that's a mum. And shtayin of lamata would mean the chazal lamata, he always looks downwards. His eyes always looks downwards. And then einoi achas lamata, v'einoi achas lamata, the Mishnah says that the one eye is up, one eye is down, maybe it means to say the chazi einoi achas lamata, v'einoi achas lamala. That with one eye he always sees upwards, and with the other eye he always sees downwards. So maybe that's the pshat. The Gemara says, no, that can't be the pshat. Because if so, Ella, that's what the Mishnah says. Shtei Einov Lamala. On the Mishnah Kasha, his son is the Kashmir. If so, Einoi Achas Lamata Dechozi, you want to say it means Dechozi, Einoi Achas Lamata, Vin Achas Lamala. If so, the Mishnah question, Hainu, that's the same thing as the Mishnah says, Roy Yesached Vesaliyah. Ki Achas. The Mishnah says that separately. That a person sees, like with one eye he sees upstairs, he sees the attic. With one eye he sees the downstairs, the cheder, that's a mum. So what's different about achas lamata, the achas lamala? Why is it two separate cases? So versus Rabbi Nachmani, El Pshat the Mishnah is like this. El Shtei Einov Lamala, two eyes are up. That means to say the kaimo lamala. It means to say his two eyes, the balls itself are on top of the forehead. It's not in the right place, it's way high up. And Shtei Einov Lamata means the Kayom Lamata, means his two eyes, the eyeballs themselves, are below on the face and not a normal place. That's called the Mum. Then Einu Achas Lamala Veinu Achas Lamata means the Kaimu Einu Achas Lamala Veinu Achas Lamata. Then the Chanami, that one is on top and one is on bottom. Now then the Mishnah says another case, that what's going to be the Kaimu Kisidra Nami, but even in the case where the two eyes are on the right spot and the Ramas are there on the right level, but just Veroyes Acheder, with one eye he always sees downstairs, like V'yesaliya Kachas, and with the other eye he always sees up, the other eye he sees upstairs. That's also called a mum. That's the pshat. The Reisha means where the eyes themselves are above, or top of the place, or on bottom, and then it means even the normal, just he always sees one up and one down. Another one says, we know how do we know this? All these mumim apply to the eye also. The Tanur Rabbanan one like this. The pasuk says, "Be'einai." It says an extra word here, be'enoi. Rashi says it says, tvolol be'enoi. It says by a kayin, if his eyes like are mixed up. And Rashi says, really, the heavenly limit of the just should have wrote, dak tvolol. And I would know by myself, it's only talking about the eye. So why does the Torah have to say separately, be'enoi? So we dash in, kol masha be'enoi. Anything that's in the eye has a mum. What does that mean to say? Mikanam, from here we learn out to dash in, that shteyein of lamata. If two of his eyes balls are two balls are down on the face, shtein of lamala, two of them are above on his forehead. There's ainu achas lamala ve'nechas lamata. One is above, one is on bottom. Or else for roya sachedi v'sali kachas, even though they're on the same level, but he sees with one eye up and one eye down. That's all mumim. That's all nichta on the pasuk of de'enoi. Or else oy shemadabrim chaveroi, he's talking to his friend. The yachir oima uli roya, and as if someone else says, I see him. That is, he's talking to you, and it looks as if he's looking at somebody else. That's also called the mum in the eye. Yeah. The other one says, Tanur Rabbanan like this. The pasuk says, Iver. The pasuk says, Iver. He's blind. So he dash, and that's the mum. Bein suma b'shtei einov, bein suma b'yachas meinov. Whether he's blind in two eyes, or whether he's even blind in one eye, that's also called the mum. Yeah. Now, when it says now, chavo v'yamayim hakfui minayin. How do we know to say the moon we had before, where there are white spots on the eye, or else the eyes are always tearing? How do we know that's the psul? Tamlem, when the pasuk says ish iver. So the next word ish iver is to ma'abrash. He says meribud ish. The word ish is extra. Even these other moon are muslim. Omer Rav, now Rav explains, Lomeli the Kosov Rachmona Ish Iver Dak Tvolo Beinoi. How come it has to say all these different mumim And let us just say one of them, learn out one from the other. So it says, no, trich, we need all the Kiddushim here. Because the Kos Rachamon Iver would have just wrote just the word blind, Mishum Bless Maya Klal. Iver is a mashma, but he doesn't have any eyes at all. The eyes were taken out, he has no eyes, that's a mum. Abu Chavu via Maya Makfuyim. But the case was found there are white spots on the eye, or there is tearing his eyes, even though he can't see. But still, the Yishnayu Bey, he has the mice, his eyes there. So I would have thought to say, no, maybe that's not called a mum. Therefore, Kosav Achamon also wrote the word Ish. He might be even these two also. Now, the Kosav Achamon Ish, they would just wrote the word Ish. Ish Iver, Mishum Deloy Kochozi. These things he can't see, much with his white spots in his eye, or the tearing of the eyes he can't see. Like a chazi klal, avo michseraisa loy, but michseraisa, Rashi says, shechos marisai, he just can't see so well, but he could see a little bit. Maybe the other's no psul, because rachmon adak, the Torah writes no adak. In the cataract, you have a membrane over your eye, so you could see a little bit, but it takes away from your eyesight. That's also called the mum. Now we, because rachmon adak, there we just wrote the word dak. Mishum de mechasron, because a kopon we can't see so well, it takes away from your eyesight. Avul mevavalisa, but the case would just have the white of the eye goes into the black and gets mixed up there. Loi, that there you could see good. Just it doesn't look nice, maybe that's not called the moon, because rachmona tavolul, or it's not tavolul, even just where the white goes into the black of the eye, that's also a moon. Now we, because rachmona tavolul, Mishum the Mavavlin, a kopon is mixed up in the eye, the white got mixed up into the black, it doesn't look nice. Ale Mishum Mishanisa lay. But Mishum Mishanisa, Rashi says, She Mishunis the Mamodim, just like one eye is above, or one eye is on bottom, or both are on top, both are on bottom. Maybe since you have your two eyes and you could see, maybe there's no mum, because Rachman and Beinah teach us know that even though you have the eyes and you could see, but if they're in the wrong places, that's also a mum. The Rama Rabbi says, therefore, kol machmas kiyusa, any type of a mum in the eyesight that he can't see so well, that's asiyam ish. That would come out from the word ish. But she says, kiyusa means odiyenu ra, you can't see at all. Michisaraisa, if it's just that he can't see so well, that's from the word midak. And mibavalisa, midak, miya. Mibalisa, any type of a mixture in the eyes, that's when mimitovel, that there's a mum if the white gets mixed up in the black. And mishnyusa, that's if they're in different places, the eyeballs, that's the mena. You know, learn out from the word mibena. So kids say you have all these different rushes here, and we need each one of them. Then the Mishnah said another mum would be sochi shemesh, means he can't look at the sun. So when it says Tony Rabbi Yosef, you've learned, it means Sani Shimsha, he like hates the sun. Meaning to say, even the sun ray, there's about to look at the sun itself, nobody can look at the sun. It means to say, Rashi says, Shainis Hashem is, V'yeni yochol liros mokim she chamo zorech Hashem. Where the sunlight is there, he can't look there. So that's also a mum within his eyes. Now, Zagdiyin, what's called Zagdiyin? That's another mum in the Mishnah, Zagdiyin. So Gemara says, Mochi Rafuna Funa pointed, Chad Medidah, like one eye is like my eye, the Chad Medidah, one is from you, Rav Yehuda was in front of him, and Rav Yehuda's eyes weren't so normal, one was bigger. So you have to say, if one eye is not so well, and the two eyes are like different, that's the mum. So, the Ikvah Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda got a little bit angry, like how come you're using me for an example, but Kopan Vestalocha, Zagdiyan means, that the two eyes, one could be normal, the other one is not normal. Mesa, I have a question. It says, Shichvino, Rashi says, they mean Shagaba Baruchim, means if eyelashes are very long and they're lying down over the eye, means Shagvinosav Shechvin, means that the eyelashes are like lying down. Zagdum, what does that mean to say? Zagdum, that means Echot Shochav Yechot Lovin. Means one eyebrow is like black and one is white. So here you see that this is Zagdum, or Zagdinum, it's a different type of a mum. So it says, Tarek learn like this, Kol Zuga, to a Shobulad Ladodi, Zagdudim Korele. Anytime the two eyes are not alike, that's called this mum. So it could be taka the two eyeballs themselves are not alike, or it could even be the two eyebrows are not alike. But as long as they're different one with the other, that's the simun of zagdim. Then the Mishnah says, ha tzirin, mashmat's dripping. What's that tzirin? Ha tzirin means enof, his eyes, trutos. So Rashi learns trutos means his eyes are round, maybe that causes him to drip a lot. And then with tzirunius, it's even more, the Rashi says, ogul yaser, it's even more round. Then doimos, chodemus means mat, means it tears a lot of tears. Dolfos means yaser, it drips more tears. And Todus means even more than that, it drips a lot. It's also mum, your eyes are dripping too much. Tell him we learn like this. Ha zadir fi ha lufin fi ha tomer. All these are mums also. Rashabi mum to mizav de main, there's something wrong with his eye. Now, zavra, what does zavra mean? The mozer anus, eyes like mixed up. The difference in the eyes. Lufin, what does that mean to say? The Nofrin Zifa, that the eyelashes are very long. He has a lot of eyelashes. Tomi means Shetomel Zifin, that out of there's no more eyelashes. That's also Mum. Fahani, for the more question, Faha Begabi Mumin Tonilu, they were learning these things about Mumim, a Mumashma, that the crane can't do the Avoidim of the Raisa. From Manovri, at now we learned, Shenosru Risainot, his eyelashes fall off. Possible for the Mahasayin. Mashma, it's only possible to have bottom. Mishra Mahasayin doesn't look nice. But there's no psul midiraisa. So the Stira now was saying if the eyelashes fall off, it is a midiraisa. So Mishra says, no, there's no Stira. The Gemara enters and says, Lekasha, Hodi Shtayu Gadumi. One case is where true the eyelashes came off, but some are still left over. The roots are still left over. Then it's only the Shemar Asayim. Hod lo yishtari gadumi. But if nothing at all was left over, all the eyelashes came off, not even the roots, so that's worse. That's called the mum, that it's enish shavu b'zahar shalaron, it's an averif to do the avodah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be enof gedolus kishe ogol? Let's say his eyes of the kohen are as big as a calf's eye. It's also mum, still big. Or ketanus kishe lapis. Or if the eyes are small like a goose, that's also a mum. Gufoi godol mevor. Let's say his body is bigger than his limbs, than his feet and arms, not proportional. That's also mum. Oikotol mevor. Also his body is smaller, proportional than his arms and legs. Choit my godol, his nose is too long. Mevor is longer than the rest of his body. Like oikotol mevor is too small for his type of a body. Hatzaymein v'hatzameya. These are also mumim. What are these? Aizel tzameya. What's called a tzameya? Kol she'oznov kitanis. His ears are very small. V'yatzeme means kol she'oznov doimes lisvug. His ears are like a svug, like a sponge. Means they're like curved over. She's shanikvitzum. They shrink. Now svosoi hel yoin his lips. The top lip oidefes al tachtoin sticks out more than the bottom lip. Or else the opposite way. Ha tachtoin the bottom lip is oidefes al yoina. As a razor mum, these are all called mum. Now, what's going to be the shenoshru shinov? Let's say the kohen's teeth fall out, or he doesn't have any teeth. So, possible, he can't do the avodah. And this, the Mishnah says clearly, b'vnei marasayin. This is the only Mishnah marasayin. If he doesn't have teeth, the kohen, he can't do the avodah. Kitzur, kohen has to be a perfect man. Omer Ralph, Ralph says like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu Esther Amos Hoye. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall. And Abimina was, he was 10 of his own Amis, and usually the armor of a person is like the hand until the elbow. So it comes out he was 10 Amis tall. Now the Pesuk says, Vayifrasha soil ala Mishkan, he put the covering on top of the Mishkan. Now me Pirshu put it on top, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirshu. See, the Pesuk says, Esther Amis or Hakeresh, the Keresh was 10 Amis tall. So Moshe had to be 10 Amis tall to put it on top. See, it's so humble, I've seen the Bachil around. In came if so, as the Yosel Moshe Rabbeinu Baal Mum, you make a Moshe Rabbeinu Baal Mum. The Tanan, because we learned it on Mishnah, Gufa Godem Yevorov, his body is bigger than his arms, or else I caught him Yevorov, or else his arms are smaller than his body. It's absurd. So how do we know here was Moshe was like his height was 10 times the length of his arm from his finger to the elbow, which in a normal person is not that long. In a normal person, it's only 3 times. His body is 3 times that. the normal person is three amas tall. So you're three times that span. Here, if Moshe was 10 amas tall, like wasn't fitting to the proportion of his body, to his thing, to his arms, so he should be a mum. And we know Moshe wasn't a mum, Moshe did the Avodah. So when it says, oh, Malay Simi said back to him, B'yama Shakerish Kama. That it says was Moshe was 10 amas tall, it doesn't mean am his own armor, the length of his arm, but it means to say the amas of the Kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan were 10 amas tall. But Enochan, it could be Moshe Rabbeinu's arm itself was more than an amma. So therefore, it's okay that he was 10 amas tall. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Achot Megod, his nose is too big. Tony will learn Ketzba Ketana. It means it has to be bigger as your small pinky. If it's bigger than a normal nose, the size of a small pinky, that's how much bigger it is, that's a mum. Hatimum Yatzimeya. Tony will learn Af Hatimeyach. Even the Tzimeyach also. So the Gemara did not know the heavy Yodra Bona might Tzimeyach. What's this soul of a Tzimeyach? Tzimein and Tzimua that the Mishnah says about the ears. Whether the ear is, the ears were too small, or else the ears are folded over. But what's this Tzimeyach? Someone didn't know what it meant. So Shomu the hurdler who tied this arrow, this merchant, to have become, he said like this, Man de boy Tzimeyach, whoever wants a Tzimeyach, Vishtatach Gediyah Chaziza. They saw a goat, a small kid, Chaziza. When she says, Gediyah Chaziza, Ozno Baruchas, that his ears are very long made, until it like folds over. So that's what I meant to say, his ears are very long, that's the mum of Tzimeyach. Omer Rav Chisda, Eiz, if you have a goat, Shein lo k'naim, it has no horns, or else for Rochel, Sheyesh lo k'naim, it does have horns, even though it's not supposed to be this way, still k'sherim l'gavim mezbech, it's not even a mum, even for mezbech, you can bring it for korban. Tanya Nav Yechol, we learned that like this also, Yesh devorim, certain things, Shehem k'mumim, the chur, it looks like a mum, like these things are not normal, but still, v'yein k'mum, it's not a mum, for shechson amalein b'mikdash, you're allowed to bring it even for korban. Avolay the Medina, the male, if it's a Bechor, you can't shecht it outside, it's not a mum for a Bechor. If you ever learn these are these things, A's if you have a goat, Shein l'kanam, even though usually they have horns, if you have a goat that doesn't have a horn, so it's kosher. And the opposite way, Baruchel, usually does not have, Sheyesh, if it has kanayim, so it's kosher. Now, V'yatzimeyach, V'yatzimu, V'yatzimeyach. These things are also possible. We had before. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Ameima, not lo kanoisov. Let's say the keren, the horns were taken off. There's a chrusi moyim. The way the horns are, like I was showing for, there's a zachrus, there's a bone from the body itself that's stuck into the horn. So if you pull off the horn with its bone there, that's psula, that's a psula. And but we ain't poydin aleim. It's not a big enough mum to say you can be poydir it, but it's enough of a mum that you can't bring it for korban. What's going to be not look lefan? Let's say the hooves of the animal were taken off. There's a chrusi moyim and the bone with it there. Then psulim, it's like a possible to bring for korban this way, but also for niftan aleihem, that's a good mum, that you can even be poured to the kachim with it. Next we have a question. It says, not lukana v'tlofet. Let's say the horns or the hoofs were taken off the animal. This achusi moyim, and the bones were taken off with it. So psulim, it's possible to be brought for korban. For niftan aleihem, they could even use it to be poured. It's called a good mum. So the theory we just said before, by the keren, by the horn, it's not a mum to be poured to it. Source of Akasha. Hod Yisak Yakure. If you uprooted the whole bone completely, that's a mum to be poidered on. Hod Yigumigume. But our case, we didn't uproot the whole bone, we just cut out part of it. Because since there's some bone left over, therefore it's only possible to be brought for korban, but you cannot be about mum, you cannot be poidered. For the Gemara, the Yigumigume apostle, if you just dug out some of it, some of the bone came out with the horn. Is that a psul even? Or in the middle, I have a question that says, Pora, Shekaneh, Tlofer, Shcherim, you have a Pora Duma, that its horns or its hooves are black, so the Eitzer is Yagid, cut it off. So you see, if you cut it off, it's still kosher to do the Avodah with it. So who you see when they cut off the horns, as long as you didn't pull out the Zechorim completely, it's kosher. So Moseh, Tirgum, the answer over here, Tirgum, Ziri answers, Mi'ilu Zachus, means you just cut off the horns from on top of its bone there. but the bone that goes into the horn, that you don't cut off at all. So that's why it's kosher for the avoda. If you cut off part of that bone and you don't uproot it completely, it will be possibly brought for korban, even though it's not enough of a mum to be poyed the kosher with. Yet now the Mishnah says, Dodin sheichem shalisha tziyav a koyin, and his breast like hang down like a lady. That's also a psul. It's also a mum. Kris itself, his stomach is too big, his stomach is blown up, it's too fat. It's also possible for a kohen to do the avoda. Tibula yoytzah, that's by his belly button there. It sticks out. It's not shakur inside the body. It's also a mum. Nichte, he gets these attacks. He falls down to the ground sometimes. An epileptic. And afilu achas liyam, you know, it happens once in a while, not too often. But since it happens sometimes, that's a mum. Ruach kitzara is a small wind. We'll soon see the Rashi says that means a shade. A demon went into him. Baal love came into him. Hamushavim ubargever. Hamushavim means that his beitzim, I think, are too big. Or else the bargever, his aver is too big. Omer Reb Abba. Dwayed Reb Chiyah Bar Abba. Mashtimin mayim b'fnei rabim. First, not to let out water to urinate. He could do it. If he has no place else to go, we should do it, even though it means doing it in front of a lot of people. But otherwise, you should not drink water from it. That's not sneeze, to drink water in front of rabbin. But if you have to go to let out the water and you have no other place to go, it's a sakana to hold it in. So you're supposed to let it out right there. The Tainan learn like this also. Hamash demayim b'fnei rabbin. Somebody lets out water, even though it's been done in front of a public, you're allowed to do that. But v'yein shoyis demayim b'fnei rabbin. It's not sneeze to drink water in public. Umaisa once happened, the echad shebikesh lashdemayim. The one person had to go to the, he had to let out water, but lohishtim, he didn't have a basic kisya there, and there were people around, so he was embarrassed, he didn't do it. And v'ninsa krisit seva, his stomach blew up, so it's a sakana. So that's why you're supposed to do it, let out the water, even if it means to do it in front of people. Shmuel once happened, it's tzrichle b'shabbat de regila. Shmuel once had to go to the basic kisya, let out water, on the Shabbos before the Yom Tov, that he was dashening. So what happened was, Nogdu Leglima. So he was able to have a curtain be put down between him and the audience, the Tzibur, and then he would let out the water. So Mashma did a bit sneeze. Now Osla came with Avua, this action came in front of Avua. Omale, so his father said to Shmuel, Etel Lechodalad Me'ezuz, I'm going to give you 400 zuz. The Zila had the Ruvda, and go retract what you just did. As if to say, in such a case, you should have let out the water, even b'fnei harabim should have urinated. Why? Because at the yesh lecho, true, you were rich enough, you could afford to make a curtain there, so okay. But what's going to be? Somebody else lo yesh lei, somebody else can't afford to have a curtain. So he'll see what you did, he'll think you can't be matan eraglayim unless it's private. Still be coming l'stakin, or come to have a sakana. So it's not kedai. So kids, that's what you said, you're not supposed to hold yourself back. When you have to let out the water, you should let it out. Yeah, Rad, if you can do it privately, do it. But just if you can't, there's no other way to do it. It's just a sakana to hold it in. Ma baravashi tzricha agud gamlo. Ma baravashi once had to let out water to urinate. He was walking over the bridge. He's ashtim. So he started to urinate there. Omele, they told him, chamoscho kasio, your mother-in-law is coming. So as if to say, don't do it now. Omalei said, no, that's not a reason. The Udna, if you would have to, we'd even do it in his ear, in her ear. As if to say, like we just said, there's no other place to go. He's on the bridge now. They just have to let out the urinate now. She's supposed to do it even there. So that tomorrow, yeah, so that's the Maisa. The other one says, before we said the Maisa was the person that not urinate, and his stomach blew up. So one says, how do you know it's because of that? But typically, maybe, Mishum Alka. Maybe the person drank a worm-like, and that's what made his stomach stick up, a blow-up. So when it says b'shoises, the case that it was afterwards, when he would let out urine and start to drip out, that's a proof that this would happen. That happened, the sickness was because he didn't let it out before. Tara Rabban, look like this, the Brisa says, Shnei nekovim yesh ba biyodim. Person where he urinates, there are really two holes there. Echad moitzi shesod, one lets out the urine, V'yechad moitzi shikva zera, and one lets out the zera, the shikva zera. And v'yein bein zel is zera k'klipas hashum. Mamash is only a small membrane between those two holes. Mamash is the size of a peel of a garlic. Mamash meridik.
Kalbus Hashem, but he created the body. Now, be sure, the mitzvah for a person has to go to let out urine. If Nikva is able to observe by mistake, something would happen, that he would punch a hole from one hole to the other, Nimtzoker, you become potent, you become an ocker, you couldn't have any kids. So how much is a godless every time that mamish, even though it's very thin membrane between the two, they don't break and nothing happens to you. Omer Resh Lakish, Ma'adichsir, was the Pasuk say, Lo yia b'cho ocker v'akorah, there should not be any ocker, a man that can't have kids, be a korah lady, or with him techim with your behemoth. What does that mean to say? Amos say, when will it be that lo yia b'cho ocker, that there be no ocker by a man, and man will not make him so potent, that b'zman shebehem techor, when you act like a behemoth, meaning to say, if you have to let out urine, don't be afraid to do it even like an animal, do it even in public, if you have no other place to go. That will save you from becoming an ocker. Only Rishur ben Levi, lo yia b'cho ocker, what does that mean? He does like this, minat tamidim, quite the same thing. You won't become an ocker means you'll have tamidim, you'll have people to learn with. And the akor means shleretetz filos chakura b'fnei amokim, that your tefillah will not be held back from a kodesh baruch hu. And Tosfos explains like the same thing, because you're going to daven and you want to have kids. So if you're going to make yourself an ocker, your tefillah won't be answered. So be careful not to make yourself into an ocker, that your tefillah should not have to be held back from Hashem. Now, Amosai, when do we say Hashem will listen to your tefillah? This is Ma'an Chatzameis HaMatzuchah G'vehema. If you make yourself a demida v'anova, you humble yourself, that's when Hashem will listen to your tefillahs. Or else it means before, then the other pshat is like, when won't you become an ocker? If you act like a behemoth, you let out the urine whenever you have to, that will make you won't become an ocker. Amar Papa, lo yashtin odamayim, lo yakli cheres, lo yamokim kosher. In both, we should not be matim raglayim on a kli cheres, nursing kli, not on a hard place. Why, the Amar of honey, midure de bovel, like the slants of bovel, mahatri mayli ayinitum. The water always runs down to Ayin Yitum. Rashi says that's the place where the Kohen Gadol was tovel on Yom Kippur. So if we're in the Mata Meraglayim, on these hard places, it's going to run down to this Ayin Yitum. So it's not the Kavadik like the urine should run down to the mikveh where the Kohen Gadol went. Therefore, it should not be Mata Meraglayim in both, at least, on a Kli Cheres or in a hard place. Yeah. Amr Abaya, Ho Isisa, a lady that has to also be matam miraglayim, and she has kids around her, so she should not be matam, let out the urine in front of them. But agisa less lambor, she goes a little bit towards the side, then it's okay. Tani, we learned, Rav Shimon Gamliel lying there. Omud hachweizer, on omud hachweizer, she said that's gedolim. If you have to go to make gedolim and you hold yourself back, is maybe you're the one they have drunken, they'll make you have this sickness. Hadroik, when she says, chill your mind, make your stomach sick. Silo nachoizer, somebody holds himself from letting out the urine from Gatanim, Rashi says, that's maybe other Mudei Yaakov, and make you have jaundice. Omar Rabba Ba Rafuna, Omar Rav Katina, Omar Resh Lakish. Dam Rabba is Shin Rabba. Person who lets the body have a lot of blood, meaning he doesn't let the blood out, so only causes him to have a lot of Shin, a lot of Saras. Shichva Zera Rabba, a person that has a lot of Shichva Zera means he doesn't live with his wife. He holds the Zera inside him. So also, Rabba Tsaras is Tsaras Rabba, who calls himself to have a lot of Tsaras. Rabba Hadroikin, Rabba Meraglayim. No, Rabba Tsoya. Yeah, Rabba Tsoya, if you hold the Tsoya, the Gedolim inside your body, so Rabba Hadroikin, of course, you have the sickness, the Hadroikin in your Mayan. Your stomach. Rabba Meraglayim, if you can hold yourself in from urinating, is Rabin, Meraglayim Rabin, is Yarkin Rabba, that will cause you to have a lot of jointness. Then the Mishnah says, Ruach Kitzor, what does that mean? Bolov, my Ninu, turn the Ruach Ben the form of Bolov, versus the Ruach of a shade, the shade went into him, so that makes the Kohen possible to do the Avodah. Hamushrin about Gever, what is that? Turn the Mushrin the Beitzim. Means his beitzim, the Kohen's beitzim are very big. Or Bargeva means begid, his aver is very big. Tani lama this, Meshuvan Zehakayin. Yeah, that's the same thing. That means the Russia's Haina Meshuvan is the beitzim. And Hagavosim Zebar Kik. So, Kayin bebeitzim, and garfosa begid. Kayin means the beitzim are too big, and garfosa means the gid. Now, v'yad kama, how big is the gid that makes it a psul? So, mokrev yuda ad rechuva. If his eved goes down to his knee, is that long, that's a psul. That's a move already. Tanya, blazim and Yaakov Eimer. Ad rechuva plus, if it even reaches until the knee, that's a psul. But lamal, if it only goes a little bit above the rechuva, then it's kosher. And he could yami some sim, no, ad rechuva kosher. Even though it reaches until the knee, it's also kosher. But lamatim and akuva goes below the knee, but so long, it even goes below the knee, then tak it's possible. So that's the two sheetahs over here. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be ein lo beitzim? The kohen doesn't have beitzim at all. Or ein lo yel beitzachas, he only has one beitzim. So reza meruach oshech. Homer v'torah, Torah says a mum by an odam, meruach oshech, that's what it means. It means he doesn't have beitzim or even missing one. If he doesn't have them. If Yishmol lo yemino, it means rather kol sheni muchoi ashkov, means he had beitzim, but they got squashed. Rachmanis, they got squashed. That's called ruach hashach. Reb Kiva Mekiva says kol sheruach biyashkov. Ruach hashach means a lot of wind. It blew up. If it blew up his beitzim, that's the moon. Reb Chanina ben Atigna Seimer kol shemar chashuchin. Ruach hashach means he looks black. Is the kohen looks like a shvatzer? That's a moon. It's not going on the beitzim, it's going on his look. If he looks black, that makes him a mum. So much like this, why is each one learned differently? Yeah, so more explains that what's the machlokes here? Kashna Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel had a kasha on the first pshat that said Meruach Oshech means that he has no beitzim. If it means that, Chosar Ashech Miboiler, the pasuk should have said Chosar, he's missing his beitzim. So what does it mean Meruach Oshech? So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, it means they were crushed. So, to me, Sheninuchu Ashkov, meaning to say, that rather they were crushed. That's what Meruach Oshech means. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says is pshat. The Rabbi Kiva says no, he learns it was blown up. Kashma Rabbi Kiva, Haimim Meruach Oshech Miboyle, Shirashim Meruach. Not Meruach, but Meruach was crushed. So, Rabbi Kiva, Meruach Oshech Miboyle, Kashma Rabbi Kiva, Kiva says, it means it's blown up with wind, so it should have said Meruach Oshech. It's more said Nechamami, Tony, Shuruach B'Yashchov. It means it said Nechamami, it was blown up with wind, that's the psalm. Kashmir of the Rav Chalina Ben Tignis, Haydn,